U.S. of A. Amen. The founder of this nation, God, right?
Yes.
And they can't change the foundation. But it's awesome. Jesus changed my life. And let me get my timer on here real quick. But I will, I'm going to introduce really quick my, the books back there and CDs. You can look that over. But if you don't put anything in yourself, you're not going to get anything out of yourself. You know, and it helps by meditating. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God over and over. So we're going to get in the Word this morning. And go ahead and turn your Bibles to Proverbs 14. God is so good. God's taken my life. I was suicidal when I was 18 in college. I wanted to commit suicide. And the reason I bring that up, because my accountant's niece, 15-year-old girl, just recently here committed suicide in this county. He just told me his niece. He was on a vacation in Jamaica, and he just got word over there that's a bad way to get a vacation, have a vacation, and then you hear your niece commit suicide. But that's what's happening a lot. A lot of teenagers have thoughts like that. I had them before I met Jesus. I was 18. I was suicidal. I was on the campus of Northern Arizona University. I was walking across the campus, and I saw this guy passing off these orange Bibles. Or green or orange. They were both colors. I want to get one of those. But I was reaching out. I was reaching out. And I went over there, grabbed one of those Bibles, and went to class. And I looked it over. But when you're not born again, the Bible, it doesn't do much, but my heart, I was crying out. I was saying, God, I need help. I mean, I got these suicidal thoughts, and on the outside, you think I had everything going for me. And probably that's how this 15-year-old girl had everything going for her. But the lies of the enemy, the deception that the enemy can have, it's simple. How many of you have ever had a problem? Everybody. How many of you thought about that problem, that it was really going to be a problem before it was a problem? I mean, you're already thinking the wrong thoughts about that problem. You're already self-prophesied almost your problem, knowing that it's going to be bad. But if you've ever had a problem, it's not a problem till it's a problem. So don't make a problem till it is a problem. But when you have a problem, what you're thinking about really matters. And this morning, I want you to learn, we're going to learn to have an undisturbed mind so a problem doesn't disturb you. Because if a problem will disturb your mind, you start thinking the wrong way. But if you can train your mind, you can have training for your mind. And that's the best part about living for Jesus. Wasn't that awesome, praise and worship? Because when you're in praise and worship, you're under the presence of God. And it was powerful this morning, right? And you meditate. What are you meditating on? That's changing your life. The Word is what changes our life. And so this morning, the undisturbed mind and heart is the life of the body. The undisturbed mind and heart is the life of your body. Most of the time, you're going to have to deal with your thoughts every day, every morning. And I've been running it'll be 5 years. A friend of mine back there, Jerry, we run marathons. And I started training, well, this year will be the 5th year that we ran the AFC down in San Diego, America's finest city. And it is. And they drop you off at Point Loma, and you got to run back to Balboa Park. They bust everybody out there. There's about, I think, 7,000 people. And you wait, and then they shoot the gun, and you take off. And thank God they have chips now, so you can start when you want to start. You can go with the pack, or you go ahead of the pack, if you're real fast like Joshua, or you go behind, or start whenever you want to start. But the key in us, in the Christian life, we're running a race. You and I are running a race. And you found out it's not a sprint. It's a marathon. It's a marathon, the Christian race. But thank God Jesus, our forerunner, has run it for us already. So you actually have an opportunity to run this race, and you're going to win. You will win. So as running, I was wondering, what's ASICS? You've seen those shoes, ASICS? Does anybody know what it means? It means a sound mind and a sound body. In the Latin, that's what it means. Sound mind, sound body. I know Nike or Nico, it's basically victory. Nike is victory because you want to win the race when you're going to run. So the founder, a Japanese Onsuka, the founder passed away back in 2007. But he started the shoes. Used to be on different shoes, but they changed the name to ASICS. But ASICS have gone on a sound mind and a sound body. And what they did is they wanted to create the shoes to improve the athletics in performance and enhance the comfort and prevent injury. And as a Christian, that's what we want to do. How are you going to live this Christian life? How are you going to live it? You want to be successful. You want to be healthy. You want to run the race to win. Because the finish line is when we go to heaven. That's the finish line. Now, we can receive it right now. The kingdom of God is within us. But there's a lot of ups and downs until we get there. But the key that we need to learn is our thinking, our thoughts, our mind. And I'm not talking about just regular mind over matter stuff. I'm talking about the Proverbs 14:30. It says, a calm and undisturbed mind and heart are life and health to the body. The problem is envy, jealousy, and wrath are like rottenness of the bones. And so the problems we have, a lot of times we've created our own problems in our mind, in thinking. That's why the Bible says that you need to renew it. Renew your mind to the Word of God, that you must renew it to the Word of God. Another version, it says, peace of mind makes the body healthy. Do you believe that? But jealousy is like cancer. We have more cancer now than we have. We never heard of cancer before, I don't think that much. They didn't know about it as much, but we live in out in Oklahoma now also, and there's all these cancer centers. I mean, it's like the buckle in the Bible Belt. And I've seen more cancer centers there than anywhere else. I don't know. But I mean, big cancer centers. And they bring their RVs and park there, and I mean, big research centers and hospitals. The problem we have is our mind is not being renewed. And if you can get a hold of containing your thoughts and your intellect, your will, your emotions, and your thought, those will wet out the plan of God in your life. It'll be like a wet blanket. It'll just. Your will gets in the way, your emotions get in the way, and your thoughts get in the way. But it's easy if you control your mind. Control it. I used to be in electronics aerospace, and does anybody know what an EEPROM is? It's electrically programmable read-only memory chip. And so a lot of times they'll go bad. and you try to reset them, you try to reprogram them, and you got to get the right hexadecimal or the right check set numbers, so you're verifying that that chip is good. We need to reprogram this. We need to reprogram our mind. Because how many years have you been living as in the world? I mean, I was suicidal when I was 18. And there's a lot of people that are. A lot of people are nowadays. There's more medicated people on drugs than ever before. Antidepressants. Because why? Their thoughts. I'm talking young high school kids in good neighborhoods. Our house in San Leo, a lot of those, they're on antidepressants and all these different drugs. The kids are, I mean, kids. I know a lot of the parents are, but when the kids are, that's bad. So it is a problem in our, it is a problem in our society, because the TV programs you. It tells you a vision. That's why they call it the tell a vision. Right? It's telling you a vision. And your mind, if I could grab one of you from the audience, who wants to volunteer? We're going to put all your thoughts right up here on the screens, and we're all going to look at what you've been thinking about for the last 5 years. We'll just go through them and see what you've been thinking about. I'm sure you wouldn't want to volunteer. Why? Because there's thoughts. I mean, thoughts come to you. They're not of God, or they are of God. But your stinking thinking gets you in trouble. All the time. It's bad. So we reprogram it. And the way we do it, we got to calibrate it to the Word of God. Do you want to be an instrument for God? For an instrument to be right, it's got to be calibrated. Or in music, tuned. Why do they tune the instrument every time before they play? Because it gets out of tune. It gets out of tune. Do you ever get out of tune? That's why we come to church. We come to church because it's the ground and the pillar of the truth, the Word of God, which changes our life and our mind and our heart. And then we can be at peace. There's no peace in the world. It's either in the world, you got to drink it, you got to pop it, you got to inject it. But it doesn't last. It doesn't last. But this, I'm telling you, I found that the Word of God, when I meditate on the Word of God, and I can have an undisturbed mind, and heart, and body. And then you have a sound body. Because that's what we want. We want to live in, if we want to live in victory, your old thinking has to be changed, renewed. A lot of people are caught in past experiences, past thoughts, past what's gone on in their life. Don't get passed up. Don't get passed up. We got to move forward. Be selective, like a TV. How many of you use a remote control? All of us. You change the TV. If you see a wrong channel, you should change it. You got, that's how your thoughts are. Sometimes they think on bad thoughts. Sometimes you might be up on a high building. It says, jump off. Heard a guy say this thought came to him. Jump off on a skyscraper. He's up at the Empire State Building. Jump off. And he goes, no, you jump off. You've got to take control. If you can take control of your thoughts, you can have peace and you can have joy. If you don't, you'll be tossed to and fro and you'll be a double-minded person or man, unstable in all your ways, and you won't get anything accomplished. But if you'll meditate on the Word is what changes us. Remember, a calm and undisturbed mind and heart are the life and the health of the body. And I can't prove it because I'm not a doctor, but there's doctors that have proven it. They've realized that a lot of the health problems are psychosomatic. And they've proven it. They've proven that the thoughts lead to all these diseases people have. They're thinking the wrong thoughts. They're jealous. They're angry. They have strife. They have confusion in their, and it actually creates symptoms in their body. You've heard this. You've listened to the news. You've heard people listening to the news. And they say, if you have these symptoms, you're going to have this. And people go, you know, I think I got that. Why are you thinking you got it? Why aren't you thinking you got healed? That you got saved? That you got set free? That Jesus set you free? And that's what we need to realize, that our memory can be selective, right? And the key to it is, don't feed it. Don't feed it the wrong stuff. I was over at a friend's house, and the friend's sister had these cats. I go, why are all these cats around here? And that was when I didn't like a cat. Now we got a cat. Get married, you'll get a cat. No. But I got married and I got a cat. My wife got a cat. But I said, okay, finally, after 7 years, we got a cat. It's pretty cool. It fetches and all that. It's Siberian, hyperallergenic. It's good. But so these cats, why are these cats staying outside? Those aren't our cats. My friend said, they're not. My sister feeds them all the time. That's why they come back. Because they're getting fed. And those thoughts you have are the same way. If you keep feeding your thoughts, the bad, negative thoughts, they'll keep coming back. And they'll come, I mean, one will come, then two will come, then three will come, then four. Before you know it, you got all these negative thoughts, and you're like, huh, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. All my needs are met according to His riches and glory. I'm healed by the blood of Jesus. I'm healed by His stripes. I'm healed. Oh, I got a bad report. Well, maybe I should think about, what should I think about? The bad report? Or should I think about the healing that Jesus died on the cross for my sins, for your sins, for my healing, for your healing, for our healing? What should I think on? What are you going to think on? These things that are good, that are true, that are the Word. And the Word will change your thinking. And the Word is what sets us free. The Word will change it. So stop feeding the stray thoughts or the stray cats, and they won't hang around anymore. It's that simple. Set your mind on things above, not on the things of earth. Colossians 3:2. Romans 1:28. And this is where, let's all turn there. Romans 1:28. You all should be reading your word. Know your word, right? For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men. Verse 1:18. Because that they may not know God is manifest in them, for God has shown it to them. For since the creation of the world, the invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even His eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. There's no excuses. I like to say, don't get a degree in excusology. A lot of people do. They have an excuse for everything. They blame everybody else. You know, and I'd like to speak about words too, but you got to get the right thoughts first, because if you don't have the right thoughts, you don't have the right words. Because from the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks, but from the mind, when you meditate on something, it gets in your heart. Whatever you meditate on, whatever you think about is going to get in your heart. Eventually, it's going to come out your mouth. You ever get in a little spit bat with your argument or something with somebody, what comes out? Oh, I shouldn't have said that. You can't retract those words. You can't bring them back. But that's because you've been meditating. Your mind has been on that for a long, and it got in your heart and it came out your mouth. If it's not in your heart, it can't come out your mouth. But the key is you got to start with your mind. That's why it says, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed, right? Or my daughter always sings, bullfrogs and butterflies. They've both been born again, you know, because they have that transformation. And that's what we go through from non-believer to a believer, and you're transformed. But right here, it says that they're without excuse. Verse 21, because although they knew God, they did not glorify him as God, nor were they thankful, but became futile in their thoughts. Verse 21, they came futile in their thoughts, and their foolish hearts were darkened. Professing to be wise, they became fools. They changed the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made like the corruptible man. God is incorruptible, but they want to bring him down, and the birds and the four-footed animals and creeping things. Therefore, God also gave them to uncleanness in the lust of their hearts, to dishonor their bodies among themselves, who exchanged the truth of God, the word, for the lie, and worshiped and served the creature rather than the creator. It's so powerful. For the reason God gave them to a vile passions, for even their women exchanged the natural use for what it was against nature. Likewise, also the man leaving the natural use of the woman burned in their lust, another man with man, committing what is shameful and receiving in them themselves the penalty of their error, which was due, even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge. God gave them over to a debased mind to do those things which are not fitting, and then being filled with all the junk. And that's what happens. That's what happens when you get away from the truth. That's why we come to church, to hear the word that it says, I got to renew my mind. Otherwise, I'll be turned over to, it actually says a reprobate or a debased mind. And if you look it up in other definitions in the Greek, it says void of judgment. They can't judge what's right and wrong anymore. And so they've turned themselves over to what God says is void of judgment. But Jesus wants everybody to be free. Free. You can be free because the truth has set you free. Proverbs 14, it says there's a way which, the scripture, two times in Proverbs 14:12 and 16:25. Same verse says there's a way which man thinks is right and there's a way which man seems is right. Same verse, two times. It's important. Which seems right or which is right? And then, as we said, the Word of God is powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword. Hebrews 4:12. We have to get that because that's what separates our soul and our spirit, our psuche from our pneuma. The pneuma, your spirit. The psuche, your soul. And the soma, your body, in the Greek, right? They've even got stores now, soma. Clothes for your body. Soma clothes, or, you know, body clothes, you know. But it's a Greek word. But psuche and pneuma, but your pneuma, your spirit, you can renew. And with the Spirit of God, with the Word and the Spirit working, you can transform your mind and you can be a new man. You can be a new woman. You can change your thinking, your thoughts. And it's the battleground is, there's books, battleground of your mind and different ones, but our minds have to be renewed daily. Daily. Renewal is a process with the Word and the Spirit. That's why I say we can calibrate our minds. Because what is the truth? If you don't know what the truth is, like an instrument, if it's got to be set at a certain thing to work right, you've got to calibrate it. I used to be a technician in troubleshoot in electronics, and you have oscilloscope, you have different meters, and you read voltages, you read sine waves, and basically you've got to get it fine-tuned or it's not going to operate right. It will not operate right. It won't work. And that's how we are. If we don't have the Word, if we don't have our mind renewed to the Word of God, and there's so many scriptures, it's so powerful. You've got to have your mind and renewed daily, just like you put on clothes daily. You change your clothes daily, hopefully, but you change your clothes. You got to change your thoughts. You got to renew, reset, because a double-minded man receives nothing. A carnal man receives death, Romans 8. The unrenewed mind, see, your heart can't be in what your head isn't. Your heart can't be in what your head isn't in. And if you're thinking the wrong thoughts, it's going to get in your heart. It's that simple. Daily, daily, reset, reset, reset. Reset to the truth. Reset to the Word. Thank you, Jesus. This is the day you have made. I will be glad and I will rejoice in it. And then you go through it. The next thing is you got to have your mind fixed, your heart fixed. David says, what does fixed mean? It says settled, established, firm, stable. Is your heart fixed on God? David says in Psalm 57:7, my heart is fixed, O God. My heart is fixed. My heart is steadfast and confident, and I will sing and make melody. Abraham did not waver at the promise of God. Abraham, read it through there. When you get to read Romans 4, it talks about Abraham. His name was changed from Abram to Abraham, which meant a father of many nations. He didn't have a kid for 25 years. Isaac came 25 years later. But he was confident. He said, God is faithful. He was confident. He said, God is faithful and he will provide. He became a father of many nations. And he said, doesn't it say in the Bible that God calls those things that be not as though they were? In Romans 4, be not as though they were. How do you think about that? Tell me how you think about that. Okay, God's saying, I call those things that be not as though they were. So you're a believer and you're an overcomer and you are a winner through Jesus. But I don't feel that way. I don't look that way. I don't seem that way. I don't have the results that way. Okay, keep saying that. You're an overcomer. You're a winner. Calling those things that be not as though they were. That's what faith does. It calls those things that be not as though they were. And that's what you have to do. In your mind, you're going to think that. You'll have all kinds of weird thoughts. But you got to control those thoughts. You got to reject the negativity. And it's not just about positive. You get stupid thoughts. I know who I am. I know who's my God. And it's going to be very important in these last of last days. If God can bring the children of Israel out of the wilderness, we talked about in the worship, they talked about wilderness. Well, God brought you out of the wilderness and he brought them out with silver and gold and there was not one sick or feeble among them. Wow, that's the Old Testament. How much more in the New Testament? So another thing is your imagination. What is your imagination of yourself? What are you What's the image that you have inside you? Wigglesworth said, and he raised like 17, 18 people from the dead. That's pretty good. And he said, I'm a million times bigger on the inside than I am on the outside. A million times bigger on the inside than the outside. That's powerful. If you can get that, that's powerful. So keep developing your concentration. When you're little kids, it's hard. My daughter, boom, she's changing from one thing to another. She doesn't, I mean, it's like, wow. They can't, they're just all over the place. And that might be how you are. Your thoughts, they stray. Bring them back to the truth. Bring them back to the word. Bring them back who you are in Christ, what you have in Christ, what you can do in Christ. Let's just all say, Father God,
I will
renew my mind.
I'm not conformed to this world,
but I'm transformed by the renewing through your word and your spirit in Jesus' name. It's important. It's powerful. Because once you have your mind, then you're going to talk right. Your heart, your mind, your heart, from the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. It's that simple. You got to get it. You got to daily get it. If you're spending more time in front of the TV than the Word of God, there's your problem. If you're listening more to people talk about, well, people don't always get healed. People don't always, well, you're going to be confused. The intellect. I mean, how do you explain a miracle? Explain it. Come on. Tell me. Explain it. It's a miracle. You got to believe it. When you see it, there's, the arm grew out and they're healed. Well, how do you explain? Go ahead. Why? Just believe it. If you see it, that's the thing. People, intellectuals want to figure it all out. You going to figure God out? Forget it. You're not supposed, children trust you. Why? Well, your kids, oh, just do this. Well, why? 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 Ask a teenager. They know it all, right? Till they get older. Figure out, well, parents were telling me some things that were, you know, I should have maybe listened. Now I understand. Well, same with God. He trusts God. Trust is not analyze. Trust means I trust God. I'm confident. My heart is fixed. My mind, if your mind is fixed, your heart is fixed. If your mind isn't fixed, if it's unstable mind, unstable heart, unstable life. That's simple. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Let's just worship Jesus. Lift up your hands. We thank you, Jesus, for your word. Thank you for transforming us, changing us. Thank you, Lord, that we can have control of our mind. That we don't have to let the news tell us what's going on. You can show us ahead of time, before it happens. You can reveal to us. You can reveal to us the future. You're the all-knowing God, and we serve you. And we thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. And I just rebuke all the negative thoughts in Jesus' name. And I thank you that the Word will change. The Word will change. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for the word working in our lives. Thank you, Father. Thank you. We worship you, Jesus. We worship you. Thank you, Jesus. Open our eyes. Open our eyes, Holy Ghost. Just meditate. The same mind that Christ had, we will have that same mind, like-minded. Think like God thinks. We want to think your thoughts. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. The word works. You got to work it. Renew your mind. Let God expand your thinking. Invest in your mind. Invest in your heart. Invest. Meditate every day in the Word. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Just worship Him. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. I believe we're all family. Everybody that's born again, just raise up your hand. I saw there's not many new. Everybody's here. Believer. Glory to God. All believers, all family. Some friends. I know all my friends are believers and living for Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. If there's, you have people to pray, if they need prayer. If you need prayer, if there's in your body, if you have pain or you want prayer for something, there's some people that will pray for you, and you come on up by the communion table here. And thank you so much. I'll be back at the table, and renew your mind. Because if you change your thoughts, you change your mind, you change your life. Change your thoughts, you change your life. It's that simple. Simple. Change your mind, change your life. Simple. It's so simple, we mess it up. Just like the enemy tempted Eve. 2 Corinthians 11:3, it says that the mind, just the subtle thoughts, that's all it takes. But you get the Word, and it calibrates you. It brings you back to the truth, and you can walk free. You can walk in peace and joy. If you don't have peace, you don't have joy, renew your mind. Renew your mind to the Word. Hallelujah.